If one feels inspirational mood and has energy and new ideas for developing Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math, and also this one man has got a bunch of seva to do, but feels that he can do more and more, and he gets approval for those ideas from the elder devotees, should he do it and do not care about the time for himself, like sleep and rest? Please comment on this.
I think mainly the important factor is what is the capacity of the persons, of the new devotees. Are they able to maintain a program that is fully engaging them and allowing very little sleep, very little time to take care of themselves? Can they maintain that? And can they live happily in a healthy way like that for a long time, for the rest of their lives? Some can, maybe some can't. So we were discussing, we discuss a lot how to maintain, how to be in it for the long haul, for the long journey. We may discover we need a certain amount of rest. We need a few minutes every day of unstructured time, whatever it may be, a walk, some fresh air. Some balanced routine is healthy for everyone. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says regulation, like a very healthy, spiritual, regulated lifestyle can liberate you from this material world. So we need some regulation, some balance, some kind of healthy spiritual routine or program. Because we want to do this every day for the rest of our lives. We don't want to crash and burn. Not sleep for 2 weeks. How long can anyone live like that? You'll start to have bad health, maybe go a little crazy. So we want good health, we want to be sane, we want to have a healthy, balanced life. But according to one's capacity, they'll have all these things and can do a lot. We've heard the example that the capacity of one person maybe can rule a whole country, his family as well as an entire country, and still have some free time. But maybe another person cannot even manage one's own self, what to speak of their family, and have free time. They never have free time. They can't even take care of their family, can't even take care of themselves. So these are two different people with two different capacities. We have to know what is ours. How much can we do every day? And a lot of us start out by doing as much as possible and have a very busy schedule in service life. Maximize your time. Sleep at least 6 hours. Someone who is a little sick, maybe 8 hours. Try to have a good, healthy routine that will be sustainable. And that will be good for a long life, of service. So it depends on the person, it's individual. Everyone needs to find their way, what works for them. They probably have as a role model Srila Avadhut Maharaj, who every day is different. He gives 100% of his energy and then crashes and then gets up and then does it again and lives a very intense lifestyle with no regulation. He can do that. And maybe those who are in his association will also do that. But how long can we keep up with him? That's a question. So sometimes when Avadhut Maharaj is here, I have to say, I'll catch up to you later. I need a little bit of sleep. And can't do everything he does. I can't imitate everything he does. I can't eat everything he does. So they're going to have to learn how to live with the Avadhut, how to serve him. And they also have Goswami Maharaj's role model, who's very regulated, and they can balance both worlds. Goswami Maharaj is up every morning, always hearing, always chanting, studying. But he has his own lifestyle. We may not see him every day. He gives class every other night and sometimes doesn't come out other than for class. That's his way, and we can't imitate that either. That won't be good for us, to stay in our room for 48 hours or whatever it is. So we have to have our wits about us, our common sense. Always use common sense. It's a good thing. It's necessary. That will help us. And in the beginning, maybe if we're so enthusiastic, we don't have time to sleep, there's not enough hours in the day to do all the service we want to do, that's great. Try for as long as you can like that. You might find later you need to make a few adjustments. And this is yoga. This is bhakti yoga. Part of yoga's learning how to live, how to pace, how to balance, how to adjust, how to practice. The how to is individual. So what I do may not be good for you, what you do may not be good for me. On a personal level. But we all together join the programs. We have a temple ashram lifestyle that we center ourselves around. It's actually the best lifestyle, the happiest, the most positive and progressive, well-adjusted lifestyle, centered around the Lord. So we're all very blessed to have this facility, this opportunity, and we'll benefit from this tremendously, more than we know. Okay. My dandavat to the Kiev devotees. Looking forward to meeting all of you in the summertime. We love your questions, and please ask anytime, anything.